Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to part 25 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today will most likely be the last installment, and it's titled Eid, because although many people are, or most of us are still in the spirit of Ramadan and catching up on the last 10 days and making the most of it, there's no denying that the spirit of Eid is in the air as well. And it's encouraging to know that there are many who are sitting in i'tikaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed an enormous amount of thawab for the spiritual retreat, where we submit our entire person to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most high, even if it's just for half an hour every single night, seeking closeness, distancing ourselves from worldly distractions, and also making ourselves resemble the malaika, because when we are have devoted ourselves for a little while of i'tikaf, to not disobey the commands of Allah, to do what we commanded, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night without tiring, there is a certain amount of strain that comes with that. There isn't a lot of joy, because we often are feeling very humble. We confess our sins before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're hopeful, we're reliant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you won't see us joking about it and laughing about it. And then suddenly comes the day of Eid and the day of celebration, and there's supposed to be this little shift in our personality. And many a time we get annoyed and we get irritated with the preparations that go into Eid, because we feel like it's a waste of time and we're not supposed to do that. Now, once Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Eid, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me if I wanted to watch the Abyssinian boys having their stick fights and having their sword fights, and I said yes, sure. And then there were two girls that were there who were singing songs of the Ansar on the day of Bu'ath, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in, and he was rather annoyed, because he felt, what is this cacophony? Why is there making so much of noise in the masjid around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also? And the singing he disapproved of, Mizmaru Shaytan, Mizmaru Shaitan. These are just this musical instrument that's the devil's voice. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Da'ahuma ya Abu Bakr, inna li kulli qawmin aidan wa inna aidana hadha al-yawm. Abu Bakr, leave these girls alone, let them sing. Every nation has a celebration and a day to celebrate, and this is our day of celebration. So in the encouragement that we have to make Eid a day of festivity, make Eid a day of joy, try and make Eid a day of happiness. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam let Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha watch the Abyssinians play. Let her listen to the girls singing. So it's better to be good-humored. It's better to please our women and children with games and joy and happiness, rather than disprove of them with this harsh sense of piety and this harsh sense of asceticism, especially on the day of Eid. I know it's very difficult for us to make that shift. Even the night before Eid is a holy night where we're supposed to be praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes we're caught up in that and we feel like it's very hard to celebrate and to seem joyous. But this is a command from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a joyous day for one and all, despite circumstances. So even if you have suffered a loss in the month of Ramadan, and you are in iddah or you're in mourning, or you're sick and you're ill, or you have some type of chronic pain, or you're just generally lonely, make an effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this day to be joyous, and whatever little way that we can find joy, cling onto it and be appreciative for those people that give us that joy too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.